We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Amen. That was a work on Amen.
What was the last part? What was Kirk referencing?
He was just... I think he was talking about the Red Sox. I don't know.
Okay. Drop. It is the greatest lineup of all time. Yeah. By the way, Instagram. Instagram alert.
Here's a big tease deliver from Rob Redford.
Yeah, we really didn't do a good job of it, though. But, I mean, we were rolling on the national anthem.
This is breaking news.
When news, can we get the old one? When news breaks, we break it, which was such a lie. It was like, okay, you know, this was before, you know, we had the website and we actually, you know, we break some news and every once in a while they get something here and there. But we can't say when news breaks, we break it all the time. We don't break every story. Do we have that? No?
All right.
Breaking news on Sports Radio WEEI. Brought to you by JM.
There
you got a little bonus for them.
Now
right?
I'm really intrigued. What is this?
They're going to have to pay up for that.
Instagram. Tom Brady has surfaced once again on Instagram. I believe it's a picture of him and his wife once again on the beach. She's wearing a different bikini than the other day. And Lucy, I'm going to get you to weigh in on this in a second.
Giselle is a goddess. Just got to mention that.
Okay.
It's also her birthday.
I was just going to get to that. Thank you for ruining my whole thing.
My apologies.
Yes.
Was she 25?
Who?
Giselle.
Yes.
She looks like she's 21. What do you mean, nah?
Nah. Anyway. I think she's a very, very attractive lady. So anyway, they went to Instagram. They're hugging. So you can't really see Tom Brady's stomach in this. He's wearing a bathing suit. But I can confirm, this is the breaking news. Tom Brady does have a lat. You can see his lat. He's hugging, the lat. You know, yeah. So he has a lat. So we have that. One muscle group at a time, he has a lat. So Lucy, you've seen this picture, correct?
I have seen it, yes.
Does it make you feel like, number one, does it make you feel like Tom Brady's in better shape than maybe you felt a couple days ago?
I thought he was in fine shape a few days ago. I think his arms look good in this picture. They look pretty good in the other pictures too.
Okay. But he has a lat. You can see the lat, right?
You can definitely see the lat.
Okay.
Here.
Do you think that my second question to this is that do you think that they did this? He did this. He approved the photo. And this was sort of after the TB12 saying, hey, you know, you don't need a six pack. This was his response. I'm going to show you that I have a lat.
Yes, in response to that response,
I mean,
yes.
He clearly knows that he caught heat for that Instagram photo. We would agree with
that. Okay, fair enough.
And I don't think he should have caught heat. He looked fine.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I have more of a problem with the TB12 tweet. We're getting defensive about it.
Yeah, that's it. But here's the thing. Rob, for the most part, like, Patriot fans don't care. They just want him to throw four touchdowns, no interceptions against Houston week 1, and that's all that matters.
Well, the good news is that Tom Brady has a lat.
He does have a lat. There so what was the post, though?
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Giselle.
Oh, and speaking of Patriot quarterbacks, we're going to get to all your phone calls right now, 617-779-7937. Kudos to Jimmy G. Kudos to Jimmy G for taking out a porn star.
You don't think he's going to go 0-16 because of this?
No. Kiara Mia. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know if I would have taken her a 5-star restaurant in Beverly Hills and publicized that, but you know what? You do you, Jimmy G. You do you. Who cares? Like, let me tell you something. I have no issue with this. I would lose more respect for Jimmy G if he dated a Kardashian sister than he did as a porn star.
Ooh.
That's cogent.
Coincidentally, she played a Kardashian sister.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She was. Oh. Yes, that was one of her many roles.
Oh, okay. I haven't
seen it as well.
I was unfamiliar
I'm
with
told,
her work.
Her IMDb page. She was very, very close to going mainstream.
Okay.
But it also, I want to get the whole story behind this because I do feel that maybe this was a little bit of a setup. I kind of feel that way.
Set up what way?
Where, hey, you want to go out and hey, sure, I guess, why not? Maybe your business. Well, I don't know what business they would be talking about. But she's taking photos. Am I wrong? I think she took a photo of her in her hotel room at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Right.
Getting ready for the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have any confirmation that he dated her or anything else.
I heard Kirk and Jerry do a segment on this today, and I'm so in agreement with Kirk Minahan because this to me, and I do not think this will cost Jimmy G.
Is agreeance a word, by the way?
It is today.
Okay.
Future endorsements. I don't think this will cost. Now, I know Jerry.
Oh, of course not.
It's not going to cost him. Now, by the way, I met Jerry Callahan for the first time ever today.
Oh, how was that? He's a big fan of yours.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but I'm a big fan of his.
Okay.
So I like Jerry Callahan. He fought for this country. I stand for the national anthem because of people like Jerry Callahan. So I want you to know
you that. Will be on the morning show, right?
I hope so.
Okay.
I was here for the crossover
today.
There
was a lot of chemistry there.
Well, I got to tell you, if they brought me in, they're like Splash Brothers. They're like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. They bring me in, I'm Kevin Durant.
Oh,
and then it's a wrap. I'm Kevin Durant. So at that point.
Nobody likes you.
We got to get to the calls, but that leads me to this question.
Okay.
Mark James.
Yes.
Mark with a C James.
You got it.
If you had the chance, if you had the opportunity
to date a porn star, I would.
Date a porn star and be on the radio.
Okay.
Or be on TV, which would you do?
Okay. What are the three different choices?
No. I take the porn star part out.
Okay.
Radio or TV?
You're asking me this now?
Yeah. Because when you're talking about being Kevin Durant to the morning show, you're opening the door for that being a possibility.
Okay, well,
and I think Ness, and you work for Ness, and you're very happy with
very
your job
happy.
At Ness.
Very happy.
But, you know, I would imagine they want you to have all your hopes and dreams.
You're forgetting one option. C, both. Why can't I be in Mike Felger's bracket?
I'm not giving you a C.
No, I'm taking one. Why can't I, you know, summer in Nantucket and live in Wellesley? Okay? Why can't I do that?
Because the question is, radio or TV?
You're asking me?
Yes, this is good. Yeah. You opened the door for it. You opened the door. You flung open the door.
I'm a tried and true radio guy.
There you go.
So you asked me the question. I got to give you an honest answer. So
by
there
default,
it is.
Full tried time, and true. Third person on Kirk and Callahan.
Rob Bradford.
Put it on the board.
There you go. But it was great meeting Jerry. Jerry's a good guy. And by the way.
He's a hero.
He is a hero. And I stand for people like Jerry Callahan and people who fought for this country. Seriously. For the national anthem. What do you think? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Leonard in Worcester. What's up, Leonard?
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Hey, Leonard.
I just wanted to correct some misinformation that's being put out there. But before I do that, I just want to say that I think everyone should have to stand. I think the NFL should say that their vendors can't sell any products while we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance. But some of the missing, I used to negotiate contracts for unions. I did it for 36 years against multi-billion-dollar companies. And for you to say that a private company has the right to do what they want, if there's a collective bargaining agreement in place, company policy cannot supersede that collective bargaining agreement. So what they're doing now is they're finally doing what they should do, is gone to the union and they're discussing this with the union, because they cannot fine, they cannot suspend, they cannot discipline any of these players unless it is in the collective bargaining agreement. Now, the company can't turn around and say, well, it's affecting our bottom line, because they just split $8 billion of revenue, record-breaking $8 billion of revenue. That's $270 million a team. And then Forbes magazine turns around and says the most valuable franchise in sports is the Dallas Cowboys. So they can't say right now that's a
Leonard, you obviously are very educated on this topic, but I would ask this, and maybe I'm talking out of my butt, then don't know what I'm talking about, probably. But when you have Article 46 with Roger Goodell that was cited much in Deflategate, Leonard?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you have that, and we know that it's such a wishy-washy union, it's probably a terrible CBA, and that was a perfect example. But when you have that Article 46 where it gives Roger Goodell the right to do a lot of things that you're talking about that most places don't have the right to do, then maybe this is a different situation than that.
No, it's not. It's basic labor law. I mean, Google it. Can a company policy supersede a collective bargaining agreement?
Hold on, slow down. I got to get Google up. Hold on. What is it? What am I Googling again?
Well, can a company policy?
Can a company? Hold on.
Hold on. Supersede.
How do you spell supersede?
SUPERSEDE.
And keep going.
There'd be a C in there.
Oh, I mean C. Yeah, that's right.
Collective bargaining agreement.
By the way, Leonard, I'm with Leonard on this one. I will tell you.
Why did a porn star come up?
Yes, I know. Kiara Mia is on this computer. You know, before, when I came, I did not, you know, Google this, but she's on there. So, Leonard, I'm with you on this because there is no language in the last CBA, which was implemented back in 2011, that the NFL cannot make its players stand. They can actually do this, but the problem is they have to wait 3 more years, Leonard, for the new CBA.
No, that's not true.
Why not?
You can go to the union and say, listen, we have a serious issue here. We would like to reopen the contract. And the union will agree to that. And now they can sit down and say, okay, we need this anthem thing put in there. And the union can say, fine. Here's a counter to it. We'll give you that, but we want, let's say, all contracts guaranteed. Or
well, that'll never happen. That will never happen.
Then they could say, all right, we want the all discipline taken out of the hands of the NFL and go to a third-party
person. They're going to have to make a concession. The NFL is going to have to compromise. Leonard, good phone call. Here's the thing. NBA gets it right. Major League Baseball gets it right.
Yeah, but you keep mentioning Major League Baseball.
What?
It's not the same. It's not nearly the same. Because Major League Baseball, think about this, Mark. Major League Baseball, they don't need any rules. You know why? Because it's not a political thing. They have one guy, Bruce Maxwell from the Oakland A's,
he's the outlier.
Right? But you've been around baseball. Mm-hmm. It is the least political of all the sports and probably the most conservative leaning of all the sports as well. But for me, the reason that is the case is because these guys are around each other so much more than anybody else. They have to deal with each other so much more than anyone else. And, you know, politics are such a polarizing thing. So it's not surfaced. You go to clubhouses. I've never seen a clubhouse where there's a rabid political debate ever. And in baseball, it is just not happening. And if you do have something, then what happens is that it becomes a bigger deal. And like, oh my goodness, we got to deal with this over the course of 162 games. And to me, that's why, not any CBA or anything else, that's why we aren't dealing it within baseball. We never hear about this stuff with baseball.
So I'm putting you, without the $44 million a year salary, you are Roger Goodell. You have the power. Fix it. What do you do to fix it?
First of all, I draw back. I don't draw attention to it like he already
too
did.
Late. Too
no,
late.
It's too
it's
late.
It's already
okay.
been done.
I do what, honestly, I do what that press release sort of did last night, which is we're drawing back on this, and we're going to have a conversation with the NFLPA. We're going to talk through this because they were pissed off initially when we came down with this in May that you didn't talk about this, and they have every right to talk about it. We have to get to a resolution, and talk and talk and talk, and then, you know, and then maybe behind the scenes as much as possible, you're going to be fine. If you're Roger Goodell, it's very simple to me. You say you're going to be fine if you do this.
We don't make excuses.
Now, and that's not going to placate the owner. That's not going to placate the owners. That's not going to placate Donald Trump, but it is going to make it go away. To me, that's going to make it go away. Whereas you're going to have, like last year, you're going to have less and less and less players to do it.
Do you understand that, like, and I know you do, it's a rhetorical question, that the reason they're in this position is because they tried to appease the president of the United States,
yes,
who went out and blasted them and said, send those sons of bitches, put them in the locker room. That's what the president said. I didn't say that. I'm quoting him, paraphrasing. But that's why they're in this predicament. That's
get
why they're
out.
Right. And
right.
And that's the problem. You have the I can say Roger Goodell should do this. I should say the NFLPA should do this. I could say the players should do that. But the problem is Trump.
But do you understand that he's the unifier between the NFLPA and the league? He's the guy who galvanizes. They're together singing Kumbaya because of him.
But the problem is that might be the case. But the reason we're talking about it is because of him.
Of course.
The reason we're talking about all of this is because of him. And he does, like it or not, there are people, there are major Trump supporters who are major people in the financial world with the NFL. There are people who give a lot of money to the NFL are big Trump people, some of them. And so as long as that's the case, then you're always going to have this wishy-washy stance from Roger Goodell.
Yeah, and there's nobody more, quote, wishy-washy than Roger Goodell. Kodiak in North Conway. What's up, Kodiak?
Hey, nothing much. I'm just
I'm weighing in my kind of 2 cents on the whole, like, stand for the national anthem. I mean, the NFL should do like what NASCAR did. You want to take a knee or whatever during the national anthem? You're fired. Get off the track. You're done.
They can't do that because due to, I mean, right now, there's language in the CBA. The NFL owners cannot do that right now. They don't have the power to do that. Now, they have the power to go ahead and impose discipline. I don't think they can just fire a guy. Now, systematically, they can blackball a guy the way they did with Colin Kaepernick. I mean, listen, whether you like the guy or not, I'm going to tell you this on Colin Kaepernick. You want to know the reason? And Kodiak, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question right here. If Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, or Tom Brady took a knee during the national anthem, do you think the next week that any one of the other owners would want to sign them? Of course they would, because they're better. In the last 2 years that Colin Kaepernick played quarterback, he was 3-16. He was 1-10 his last year in the NFL in 2016 and completed less than 60% of his passes. That's the major reason why. And due to the fact, as Rob and I have so eloquently put it, the guy's going to hurt your bottom line. People are going to boycott the product. That's it.
Well, you gotta do what you need to do. But if they can't fire him like right there on the spot, get out of the stadium, whatever, just set him out the rest of the game.
All right, what do you think about that, Rob?
No, you're not into that.
You're not in with Kodiak from North Conway.
I love Kodiak. I love his name.
Yeah, he's got
a
great name.
Sport is he loves NASCAR, right?
He does. I think he probably likes to dip.
That was my guess too.
You know,
he likes to put a nice chaw.
He likes to dip.
Do you dip?
No. I tried it when I was a young kid because I used to look up to the players.
Which is bizarre.
Right.
Talk about CBAs.
Right.
Like,
how did they abolish chewing tobacco?
Well, they didn't.
Oh,
it's such a fraudulent thing. Remember when Schilling was on the Jimmy Fund thing, and he had gone through his thing and raised a lot of attention to it. And at that time, MLB, like, we're gonna change this, and they changed it in the CBA. They are not adhering to this. Like, in anybody does. So minor leaguers aren't really allowed to dip or allowed to chew tobacco.
But why?
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 Because they're trying to deter it. I don't have a problem with that, but it's right. Influence that.
Okay.
And what happens
do you,
is...
Do you remember back in the day that...
I have a good, very good source on down in, let's say, Pawtucket, that they aren't allowed to dip. They aren't allowed to have tobacco down there, but they also get a heads up when the tobacco police come around. So they all scurry and hide their tobacco. Okay. And I see guys who are coming up in the major leagues now who aren't supposed to be dipping because they're not grandfathered in and they're dipping all the time.
And
this is a very important topic. And in case you were wondering, I tried Redman once. Oh my God.
Oh no, I threw up.
It was disgusting. I don't know how, forget about
Lenny Dykstra.
Forget about playing baseball, doing a physical activity with that stuff in your mouth. I don't know how you stand up.
If you go back and watch some of the old film from the 70s, Rob, you'll be able to testify to this. If you go watch ESPN Classic, Earl Weaver and Sparky Anderson used to smoke in the dugout.
Jim Leland. Yeah.
He smoked like literal cigarettes in the dugout. All right, lines are lit up. We will get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937 on a free-for-all Friday on OMF.
You're rocking the midday with OMF. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't want to cause controversy, but how about they pass this stupid thing? You don't have to do this anymore. If you don't respect the flag or if you don't like the country or whatever it is, just go into the locker room. Just go into the I think in many respects, that's worse. Isn't that worse than not standing? You know? I think that's worse. And their ratings are down 20%. But you know why the ratings are down? Yes, the flag. But they're also down because people find politics, incorrectly, but hitting Trump, they find that to be much tougher, meaner, and more interesting than watching a football game. They actually do. And they're watching the cable networks instead of watching football. They're down 20% since this whole thing started with the flag and the anthem.
That is so unbelievable.
That
I had not heard that before.
You never heard that one?
I don't, I mean, I'm going to be stating the obvious, but it is mind-boggling that he is saying that he is responsible. So many people want, let's not say politics, let's say so many people want to watch him, want to watch his TV show.
Over a three-hour NFL game.
Yes.
Right.
He wants to watch his TV show, which is being president of the United States, over a football game. Here's what I would say to that. I don't personally, I don't know how you feel about this, but when you talk about the ratings and the interest in football, I think that the physical aspect of it, the concussion news, a lot of that has turned people off. I don't think the flag, if you're juxtaposing those two against each other, I'm saying that is more important than the flags. I don't think the flag stuff is turning people off.
Incorrectly, but hitting Trump, they find that to be much tougher, meaner, and more interesting.
I think there is a certain demo that might be offended by that and maybe have turned it off. But I think that's just, you know, I think for me, the one thing, and I will never stop watching the NFL. I grew up on the NFL. My dad would take me to games at the old Schaefer Stadium in Foxborough, when it was Schaefer Stadium with the metal bleachers back in the day. I will tell you this right now. The thing that bothers me about this, Rob, more than anything, is that the product itself, and I get it, you had to clean it up because, you know, all the concussions and CTE and the lawsuits that were coming against the NFL for concussions and all that stuff. But the product right now, you might as well put a flag or a skirt on these quarterbacks. You can't touch them. Can't touch them anymore. You just can't touch them. And that, to me, I grew up on LT. I grew up on Andre Tippett.
Yeah, but
you know,
do you think that, really, do you think that's why people are turning?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I know the NFL, like, when they say the ratings are down to a certain extent, but the playoff ratings were up.
Yeah.
So
I think it's a product. Here's what I think. If you have to go down the power rankings of why people, the ratings aren't down, I do think that the concussion stuff and the oh my goodness, football might not be the great game that we thought it was, is above the flag stuff. I think it's the same sort of thing with baseball's going through. There's too much other stuff going on. There's too many other things going on.
Yeah.
There's too many things to watch, and as great as a TV show as football can be, like, Trump is right in this respect. It is one of 120 things. Politics is one of 120 things we can watch, but there are 120 things we can watch. There are too many options. There's too much to do. It's not more so than even 2 years ago, 3 years ago. There was no net. Are you kidding me? Netflix?
There was no
YouTube,
Netflix.
TV?
Yeah.
Like, all of that.
Did you see this thing that Blockbuster could have bought Netflix for $85 million? And now, you know, Blockbuster has one store left and Netflix is worth like $17 billion.
Yeah, everything's worked out. That store's doing pretty well.
You know, it's like, wow. I can't even imagine that.
How much, you ever get in a situation with Blockbuster or a video place where you're stressing out so much? You're like, oh my, I forgot to return that video. I forget 6 months ago, I forgot to return that video.
Wow.
I miss the days of bartering with the video clerk of like, say, you know what? I know I owe $500 on this video, but can we knock it down to 10? Those days are long gone. Much like the arguments on the field with managers, the argument with video clerks are gone.
Oh, I know. And the loss art, the society's changing and not for the better. 617-779-7937. Let's hit David in Needham. What's up, David?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Oh, wow. Very
good,
enthusiastic,
David.
How are you?
You know, I'm going to get to my football point about the flag, but this Jimmy G thing it's a little crazy. I mean,
why?
I don't think it's going to affect him. You know, he could be working on a naked bootleg, or you know, I mean, he could be working on a few things with her.
Hold on. In fairness, David, couldn't he be working on the naked bootleg with anybody else too?
He could.
True.
Hey, David, hold on 1 second. I have to ask Lucy a question. Lucy.
Oh, jeez.
No. Did you lose respect for Jimmy G for dating a porn star?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
I love
good.
It. I think it's great.
Okay, you're a classy young woman. So, you know, the porn stars aren't the classiest people, but you don't have an issue with it.
No, I don't have an issue with porn stars either. I think they're just humans like the rest of us. That's their job. That's how they make money.
Fair enough.
Humans.
Fair enough. Hey, David, this is, you know, I'm asking the target demo here. So
I love it. See, that's great. You know what I mean? Hey, look at him. He has happy feet while he flips in and out of the pocket. I got no problem with that. He's just gonna watch out for the quick release.
Double entendres. Oh my lord! Here we go.
David's on a roll. Don't give him the crickets.
He's on a roll. By the way, yeah, David, keep going.
Well, listen. As long as it's toast, you know, whatever. But hey, my thing about the flag now is these guys are basically employees, correct? I mean, they are employees of, even though they're sports stars and they're athletes, they're still employees. Now, if I went into Best Buy and they're wearing the uniforms of Best Buy, and say a song comes on the radio and they all choose to dance or something, you know, that would be unprofessional. That wouldn't be, you know, Best Buy could have a say in how their employees are going to act or behave.
Yeah, I don't think Best Buy, though, has an employees union that represents them the way the NFL plays.
Here's David, let me play this out for you. You go to Best Buy, and you're right. So you have some people acting a way you don't want acting. But then you have that one person, that one greeter at Best Buy, who is just the straw that stirs the drink at that whatever Best Buy you want to go to. And they are so valuable to the company. And they might not be doing anything wrong, but then they see you unfairly punishing in their eyes these other guys, these other employees. And all of a sudden, that person says, I am also going to do this. And good luck, because if you don't have me, your business is going to go down. And that's what the NFL's dealing with. You suspend these guys. You suspend 10 of these guys. Number one, that's 10 players you suspend. And number two, you're going to have 10 more because they're going to be supportive of your teammates.
The spike. I mean, don't underestimate the
terrible
power
Best
of the spike,
Buy analogy,
you know what I mean?
By me, but whatever.
Yeah, David. Hey, by the way, Rob, I just got to correct someone on the text line. I don't know if you said this because the text line's always right?
Yeah.
This text line. Did you say Netflix was 2 years old?
No.
Okay, I didn't think you said that.
No. I said 2 years ago.
2 years ago, right, exactly.
You know, 2 years ago, I was introduced to Netflix via Making a Murderer.
Oh, it was awesome. Stephen Avery.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and now, but we can agree that Netflix is a much more mainstream thing than it was 2 years ago.
I got it 2 months ago. The first time ever.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I'm addicted to it.
And if you have a choice, unlike, let's say 3 or 4 years ago, if you have a choice to watch The Staircase, another one that just came out, or anything on Netflix.
I saw that too. Michael Peterson.
Yes. If you have the opportunity to watch that, or a game of, named two teams, Cleveland and Kansas City.
Oh, no.
Right?
I mean, no.
No. I mean, no. You have that option where I guarantee you five years ago, you would have said, it's a football game. It's going to be entertaining, or it might be entertaining. It's not the way anymore. I think that is the biggest reason why ratings are down, is that there's too many other options.
See, and I will say one thing. I understand that you had to clean up the game because concussions. We'll get to this on the other side. We're up against it. But you know what? I mean, quite frankly, and this is why we love the sport. I love to see LT take off Joe Montana's
head. You can't. I don't have a problem with them changing things. Do you? I mean, I know you love it.
The game's not as good as you see
these guys.
It's not as good as it used to be.
That's fine. But, you know, you have to protect yourself.
Okay.
You have to. They're still human beings.
Right.
You have to find a way to make it interesting without killing people.
But League of Denial, the NFL didn't care anything until that came out.
No, I know. Well,
okay. So now all of a sudden now, don't act like they're altruistic in their methods.
You want them to keep doing it, though? I mean, you can't keep...
No, I understand. But don't tell me the game is as good as it, because it's not. The game is nowhere near as good as it was 20 years ago.
Well, then they have to figure out, like baseball. It's not a great game for young people to watch, but you have to figure out ways to get them to watch it. Same thing with the NFL.
All right, fair enough. Your thoughts on that, 617-779-7937. And what did the Patriots have to do to rectify the situation between Brady and Belichick? Bradford and James in for OMF.
The focus should be on football.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I would never, ever, ever, myself, ever individually desecrate the flag I have respect for and the people who fought for it. I wouldn't. My point is, some idiot 22-year-old wants to do it. Who cares? You're better than they are. Guys who desecrate the flag are creeps. I hate it. I think whatever. You want them to enact a law that puts them in jail? Fine. We can have that conversation. My point is the NFL has screwed up. They have not been extreme enough in this rule. They should go all in.
That was Kirk Minahan from Kirk and Callahan, the morning show here on WEEI. And he's right. They should go all in. And I guess like the NFL was like, they were like half-assing this thing. That's why it came out of those owners' meetings in May where they came up with this BS policy. It made it worse, and everybody just completely crapped all over it. And now they're in this unenviable predicament.
Well, do you think if the NFL came out of that and they at least just talked a little bit with the NFLPA, so this is what we're thinking.
Right.
We're thinking of finding these guys. This is how it's going to be. You know, you don't need to draw any more attention to it than need be. We're going to find them, the NBA model, whatever. But if you think he did that, then it wouldn't be that big a deal. I mean, it wouldn't have been a big deal, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted by this email I just
got.
So I'm going through my emails in the break. I get a lot of them. And one, though, piqued my interest. And the title of the email was, "Adult site extends lucrative offer to Kiara Mia following date night with NFL quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo."
Wow.
Interesting. So the email goes, "Hi," which is very nice of them to say hi. They not personalize it. Hi. I wanted to reach out. I assume this was just to me.
Yeah, sure.
"I wanted to reach out following news that San Francisco 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo was seen out on a public date with porn star Kiara Mia. Adult webcam platform," I'm not going to say the name just because I don't want to give him publicity.
Okay.
"Has offered Ms. Mia $100,000 to spill all the juicy details of her date."
No, that's not it. That's not good business.
Dash, you got to offer. Dash, yeah. "From what they ate. To how they not a good phrasing,
right.
How they stay at the four Seasons hotel,
the post meal activities,
and everything in between."
Oh,
yes,
wow.
And everything in between. So $100,000.
That's nothing. I mean, literally, like if she does that, she should never do $100,000 for that. Come on,
you don't think she would take that?
Not if she wants to see Jimmy G again.
I don't think she cares.
No. No.
I think she takes it. I think she takes the offer.
Here's the thing.
Do you guys think? You think she takes the offer?
Well, she kind of already revealed what happened. There was a
They're offering it again. $100,000.
All right, so she's going to go after it.
What did she reveal?
Her Instagram story, she said something like, "Oh, what happens when you take your scrunchie off your wrist and pull your hair back?"
That's
after
not revealing.
A date.
Yeah, that's not revealing.
You got to give more.
A little bit.
There's a lot of innuendo there, guys. I'm not sure if you're missing out.
I think the $100,000, you have to go beyond the scrunchie.
Let's just say Jimmy G had the greatest game of his career last night.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to get, what's his name, back for all the the double entendres?
He had the greatest game. I think he threw 8 touchdowns last night, no interceptions.
The Glenn take on this, of all of everything that's come out of this, the Glenn take of this is maybe the most bizarre part of it. Which yesterday, Glenn went on the air and insinuated that this was going to lead to wins and losses. This is going to lead. This is a bad look for Jimmy Garoppolo.
No. Now it could be. Now I think from a lot of people's perceptions,
he's
a bad look.
He said,
but it's
"Do
not
we have?
Lead to
do
wins.
We have sound of Glenn?" Because he basically was saying that a quarterback in the NFL has to work so hard.
Right.
And this is an evidence that you are not working hard enough. Here's the sound of the guy that our new 2-6 guy.
This is really disturbing. So here's the problem with Jimmy Garoppolo. So apparently, Jimmy Garoppolo takes huge porn star Kiara Mia on a Beverly Hills date. This is very similar to Tom Brady in the Tara Reid era, which was not pretty. But if you're going to be a great quarterback, you know what it's like. You know what the work and the work ethic and the time and the effort. You've got to, you know, everything has got to be football. Right, exactly. Trust me, this is not good for Jimmy Garoppolo. And if we continue to see this, you're going to see it in the win-loss record of the 49ers this year.
He's going to go 0-16.
The end for
Jimmy
Garoppolo.
0-16.
Yeah. I was 100% wrong.
That was actually from last night.
Yeah,
we are doing a triple response here. We are doing our response to Mutt's response.
Ordway-ception.
Ordway. Yes. Thank you. I think you're on to something. Hashtag that immediately.
The sound within the sound within the sound.
Exactly. but is the most – I can't believe
I got to tell you, I was surprised how serious Jerry Callahan was this morning on this subject. He said it's going to cost Jimmy G endorsements. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
They're easy. Remember, you're very close to being the third person permanently on
that
show.
No, no. I'm just disagreeing.
No. Keep going down the road. Let's go.
I politely disagree. Oh come on. Listen. Kirk's right. It's not going to cost him anything.
Come on.
He's not going to cost him. What's going to cost him?
Huge porn star.
Yeah, he's not going to cost
him. It's not going to cost him anything.
Cost him one nickel.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You know what? Like, for me, I would have – the only thing I have about Jimmy G, I lose respect. I don't think she's all that. I would have gone with my favorite one.
Okay.
Can I say her name?
Sure.
Harmony Raines. That would been, you know, do not Google her at work, folks, on your work computer.
The weird thing is, when you said her name, like, that was the most enthusiastic. Your eyes got so wide.
Harmony Raines, folks. That's R-E-I-G-N-S.
You know, there's a very easy rebuttal to that, this whole it's going to cost some money. One of the best defensive players in the NFL, maybe the best defensive player, is Von Miller. Von Miller is very public that he's dating a porn star.
Yeah.
I don't think that anyone's pulling out from endorsements for Von Miller at all.
And by the way, and I will tell you, I was surprised that our own Lucy, she did not lose respect for Jimmy Garoppolo. And I just figured that
she's a reasonable young lady.
No, but I think a lot of women probably have lost respect for Jimmy G.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
what are they not going to watch him?
No, of course not. I mean, this guy has the
chance. We'll also watch him.
You'll watch him more, right?
Wow.
Does it put him in a whole new light for you, Lucy?
Kind of. I didn't know he was into this. I'm disappointed.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you're disappointed?
Because I can't compete with that.
I know, but you know.
No, you're classy, though. Trust me. She can't compete with you.
Ooh.
So there's that.
We can put it in that.
I don't get exactly like, a lucrative profession. Everyone has their flaws, and I would not recommend somebody getting into that business, but this... The athlete porn star thing, I know it's Jimmy Garoppolo. I know he's a quarterback in the NFL. I mentioned Von Miller. I'll give you another one. Remember Mike Napoli?
Yeah.
Like Mike Napoli was hanging out with Rachel Starr. You know Rachel Starr?
Yes.
So you look at you. I'm familiar. Your eyes get so wide.
I'm familiar with the work.
So Rachel Starr. And so he's hanging out with her. I don't know if he's dating, but he's hanging out with her.
He got her tickets.
No, he went next level on this. So what Mike Napoli did was when you get your shipment of bats – you know, it says like Louisville Slugger and it has the athlete's name, like Mike Napoli.
Right. So
he had Rachel Starr put there.
No.
Yeah. And there wasn't only Rachel Starr, but it was other female friends of his. Yeah. Oh, he's talked about this.
Oh, well, that's Jeter. That's even the Jeter gift basket.
But yeah.
That you've seen on Brockmire.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. The Jeter gift basket.
Yeah. But it's like, what's the big deal here? What is it because he's a quarterback? Is it because it's Jimmy Garoppolo? Is it because we didn't know anything about him before or we thought we didn't? Thought we knew.
Like Lucy's even more interested in him now than she was 48 hours ago.
There you go.
So there you go.
I think you have a chance, Lucy.
617-779-7937 is the number. Mike in Framingham. What's up, Mike?
How you doing? I don't agree with what the football players are doing, but I hate when people use the analogy, I couldn't do that at my job. No one's job requires them to stand for the national anthem.
Oh, by the way, Mike, I will tell you this. Tomasi and I always have, we always laugh at this one. The guy... High school football guy who compares his injuries to Rob Gronkowski. I always love that guy, too.
Well, when I play flag football, I compare it to Rob Gronkowski also.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, when I'm at my job at the insurance firm, if I did something, you're not in front of 85,500 people with the whole world watching.
Can I ask you like a legitimate question? Yeah. Do schools still make kids do the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
Oh, my mom's a kindergarten teacher, they do.
Right.
Every morning.
Do any of the kids sit down? Protest, take a knee?
Not in her. I did ask her that, just sort of facetiously. Yeah, one.
A better question is, do any of the teachers say we don't have to do this? I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I would venture a guess that it's in a contract or a collective bargaining agreement somewhere with the union. That's my guess.
I think that's because people are calling up, Mike, all due respect. I mean, people are calling up about their jobs and everything. You're right. This doesn't usually happen in the job. We don't do the national anthem to lead into a job. But where we do it in school, that's the best analogy that I think we have. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Are teachers, are there any teachers out there I know we get full lines, whatever. But, you know, are there any teachers out there that have experience of saying, we're not going to do that? That would be the best analogy.
Well, isn't that sort of the separation of church and state?
But that's why I ask in a public school. That's why I ask, and Eamon said it, like maybe it's in the contract, or I think you said it, right?
Yeah. I would guess that it is.
Right. So if it's in the contract and they're not doing it, then Donald Trump is going to have a problem with that.
By the way, Rob Bradford started unfortunately started something on the cesspool text line 37937. Now people are texting in their favorite porn stars. So now that someone also said, because you brought up Mike Napoli, his mom, someone said his mom is hot.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Stay in your lane.
But that has nothing to do with him hanging out with a porn star.
No, that's basically okay. All right, Free for All Friday. You want to talk about Jimmy G, porn stars. You want to talk about the midday show now going to afternoons on August 13th. If you want to talk about the anthem, the Patriot drama, which is going to come in full effect next Thursday in Foxborough, 617-779-7937. Bradford and James in for OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.